Greetings, my beloved posterity. This is your great-grandpa, or maybe your great-great-grandpa, or even several great-grandpas. I don't know. It depends upon when you decided to come into mortality and how far behind your passage through that phase of our existence is and my own. I am Thomas Isaacson Obenchain. And the Isaacson came from my mother's maiden name. I think that's important for you to know and understand. And I speak to you in several ways to help you understand me. One is by photographs, drawings, and a written word in the book that I've left you. And now I have the special opportunity to let you hear my voice via this marvelous recording device, which we have at this time, and so you hear me speak just as my wife, children, relatives, and friends did, and hopefully it'll add a dimension of understanding of what kind of an individual I am, or was at least, and some of the experiences I had in life. And to help you along with that, I'm going to try to tell you some of the stories that I experienced. These will be taken from the book, and maybe if they stimulate your desire a little bit, you may even want to read my book. Who knows? I think it's important for you to understand that life is kind of like a schoolroom, and we come into it in the kindergarten, and we progress through life in stages such as grade school, middle school, and high school, and even college. And by the time we exit, hopefully, maybe we've got our doctor's degree in life. I don't know. But anyhow, I think it's important that you understand that. And I want to tell you some stories of my life as I moved along through those various stages. To help you with this, I'm going to pick some stories from my book. You can read them in more detail there, but I'll tell them in my own words, of course, and they may differ a little bit, but the general story involved will be the same.